This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
It's the moment you've been waiting for.
Well, I don't know if it is, if I'm honest. It's all a bit last minute, this, isn't it?
So, Scott Mills politic, we wish him better.
Yeah, so...
Big kisses, is he all right?
He's fine. I've heard from him today. He's just not very well.
Okay.
But obviously, it's like, it's one of those things where... We've got to try find a supply teacher.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
No, there is a supply teacher on the way, Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yeah.
He's kind of fun. If weather's warm, you can do the lesson outside.
It's great that it's a Friday. We'll have a right laugh with him.
Yeah, Mr. Stevens is nice. But in the meantime, you're not like the supply teacher. You're like maybe a prefect who's been allowed to be in charge.
I don't know what I'm going to do because...
Oh, the caretaker.
I know he's on the way.
You're like a dinner lady.
He's on the way. He's on a train. He's going to arrive here very soon, yeah. I'm told. But... It's a half an hour to go.
Yeah, you're nervous, aren't you? Do you want any tips?
Please.
If in doubt, just say what time it is and what records are coming up.
Yeah?
And who you are. And then you're a DJ.
Do I need a gimmick just for the very first?
Well, we've been talking about animals the size of coffee cups, if you want to continue that feature.
Okay, I can maybe do that.
Eating cow food and dog biscuits. Oh, somebody ate the sister's gerbil chocolates as well.
Okay, good.
Keep that. Maybe we've done with that, to be honest.
Do you know what, sir? He might get here in time. That's the thing. Don't worry.
Do you want a gimmick like a cowbell or something? Like a sound that is uniquely yours?
That'd be good. You know, a bit like Scott used to do, It's Only Believe Friday.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if it needs to be something along those lines. I don't know if I should be... But maybe I should just keep it normal, keep it
simple.
Yeah,
maybe. People love you because you're yourself, though, Chris. Don't go changing now that now that finally you've dethroned Mills.
I don't want to be in this situation.
No.
Also, do I pretend to be Scott? That's the other option
here. Oh, okay. We've given the game away now, though.
Yeah, it's probably the wrong place to say
you
that,
could try and be Hugh Stevens.
Could do, but my accent's
really
iffy.
I heard you with the PR4L the other day trying to crack out a Welsh accent, and it wasn't very good. Don't do that.
But look, as I said...
Maybe a catchphrase. You know when people got up with the larks? How about up with the... But it's
up with the Starks.
Up with the Starks, but it's mid-afternoon. Still up with the Starks.
I might use that. He might get here. Look, fingers crossed he'll get here.
But you know me and everybody listening now is kind of hoping that he doesn't.
Really?
Because we want to hear you.
Oh, come on.
In fact, if I see who downstairs, I might get him involved in a lengthy chat about new music so that you're forced to do a few links.
Please don't. Tune, that is The Killers on BBC Radio 1. Okay, I am obviously not Scott Mills. I'm Chris Stark. Scott Mills has called in sick. So what we've had to do is we've had to scramble Hugh Stevens. He's on a train. He's getting here as quickly as he can. I've been told he's not too far away. So for the moment, I've had to step in. Okay, what I want to assure everybody listening is I've got a great team of people around me. It's all going to be fine. I've been shown roughly what I need to do here, and I'm going to crack on. We can all get through this together. Hugh Stevens will be on very soon, I promise you. I'm going to press this, and we'll all pretend like this is absolutely fine.
BBC Radio 1.
Another banger. Hugh Stevens is not here yet, still. But I have been told he's off his train now. He's heading here. He's in a cab. He's going to get here as quickly as he can. I am still in control. Unbelievable. Here's another song. I'll be honest, that music's just stressed me out even more. Wiz Khalifa here on BBC Radio 1. I'm obviously not Scott Mills. He's off ill today. Hugh Stevens is coming in. He's been scrambled. He's on his way. In fact, I've just been handed a phone now with a text from Hugh Stevens, which says, brilliant, taxi driver's gone the wrong way. So this is going well. Management have been on as well. In fact, Greg's walking park. Greg, come in.
You're all right.
Can you give us a hand?
You don't need.
This is ridiculous. Why am I on?
You don't need a hand. This wick is brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've got some texts.
Have you?
People are loving it.
Okay.
I was sat listening. I want you to continue. You don't need me. Shall I read some? Give you some... Have a boost?
Is this like constructive feedback?
No, this is ego boosting. Tom in Telford, step up to the challenge, Chris. Do the whole show. Marilyn in Andover, you're sounding good to me. How hard can it be? Exactly, a monkey could do this. Gareth in Aberystwyth, Chris Stark, emergency radio DJ lad. Go on, my son.
Right.
The nation are behind you. There's pages of them. Way to push the button, Chris, says Nick, stuck in 25. You're amazing, says Reese.
Well, that's very kind. It's very nice that people are sending in these messages.
You know what to do, don't you? Buttons and stuff, you'd be
well,
fine.
Well, I'm actually learning it, which is quite nice. It's this one next, right?
What do you want to do next?
Play.
I think the people want to hear more about your day and stuff.
Do they, though?
Yeah. Tell a witty anecdote.
Well, do I say what we're up to last night? That was fun.
Talk about last night.
The Phil and Alice bedroom party.
It was pretty good.
Did you enjoy it?
I had a lovely time.
Yeah. How did we get away with playing those songs?
I've no idea, but it's something that is worth a listen again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Definitely. Okay,
so... what's happening with Hugh, then?
Well, Hugh Stevens is on the way. He's in a taxi. He's listening right now, I'm told. So we're just going to keep going until he gets here. Are you all right to hang around and help me out?
I just want to listen to you, to be honest. I'm with The Nation.
I'm not so sure.
BBC Radio 1.
Brilliant. Just been handed this bit of paper. Now I've got to play the big thing, Scott's big thing.
All right, here's some information on it.
Right.
There.
Read. So this is One Direction, best song ever. We obviously spoke to Harry last Friday. It's a great song. You'll love it.
Nailed it.
Sold? This is BBC Radio 1. One Direction, best song ever here on BBC Radio 1. It's all fine. Greg?
I think it's brilliant.
Where's Hugh?
Hello?
Hello, Hugh. We've got you on the phone. What's going on?
Hiya, boys. Well, sorry I'm late, Chris.
Yeah?
I've just got out of the taxi. I'm just crossing the zebra crossing by work now.
Okay, brilliant. So you're not too far away.
Well, not too far, but to be honest, mate, I've been enjoying the show. I might go for a spot of lunch before I pop
no.
in.
No.
I think you should. I'm enjoying it too, Hugh. Don't worry.
Don't do that.
Does anyone want a jack of potato or anything before I get in?
How has this happened?
Well, I mean, I blame Scott Mills.
Yeah, well, so do I. And then I blame Hugh Stevens.
Well, I know, sorry. I'm just getting into security now. So,
oh, brilliant.
I'm about 5 minutes, but you know the lift in this building, Chris.
Yeah, right. Well,
you know what? I'm going to lock the door.
No, Greg.
I am. I want to hear you all afternoon.
I think what we should do is when Hugh arrives here, we'll just forget this ever happened. No one emailing, no one messaging. No, let's all just pretend that this last half hour hasn't happened. We'll put it down to a funny dream.
No, put it on the podcast.
No, don't put it
on. I've got things to do this afternoon, Chris. I'm happy to do a bit of shopping.
Honestly. Let's... Oh, do you want another song? I don't know why I'm saying it like that. It's...
Do you want another song?
I say we do.
Yeah, let's you're do, in charge. I'm just pressing the button.
Come
here.
Then, let's do one more song. Go, go. DJ Fresh here on BBC Radio 1.
There he is, look.
Oh, he's here.
Hi, boys.
Hubert.
Come spoil the Hugh. Fun. I'm seriously happy to take an extended lunch.
I think you're brilliant, Chris. Round of applause.
Thank you so much. I definitely am not doing the news. Greg, you can do the news for this one, please.
Do the news.
Please.
BBC Radio 1.
On BBC Radio 1, and before that, it was Will I Am. Okay, it's coming up to 22. Oh, Chris, how are you?
It's good to see you, mate.
Oh, it's good to see you. I feel like I've gate-crashed the party.
No.
I was loving the show. I was listening on the train. I was listening in the taxi when he went the wrong way.
My favourite is when our boss walked in and said, any word from Hugh?
Oh, no. So many texts and tweets. Everybody's wanted to do the show till Greg at 4, mate. Basically,
well, it's even better. It's both of us now, isn't it?
It's a little snapshot here. Mark says, a new feature on the Scott Mills show, Chris Stark rules the nation. Half hour of Chris in charge. I'm sure Scott would like that. Half hour off every show.
Mm.
You're a legend, says this one. Jane in Essex says, Chris Stark, the Iron Man of Radio 1. Congratulations. I applaud your stand-in. This one says, oh, Hugh and Greg are like big brothers looking after Chris. It's a bit patronising. It's nice, though. Did you have a nice time, Chris?
It was an experience. And it was fun. Yeah, it was fun. It was really good fun.
I'm so sorry I was late.
It's all right.
So I was on the way to Cardiff.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep on the train, woke up, loads of missed calls in Newport. Instantly got out the train in Newport, crossed over the platform, bought another train ticket to bring me back, and then the train was late, and then the taxi driver took me away. I have never been before in my life. I saw parts of London I never knew existed.
Yeah.
And then made it just in time. But I'm happy to pop out again.
No, you've travelled a long way, Hugh, and... please stay.
And I hope Scott's all right. He's just off for the day. Because did he do the DJing on Phil and Alice last night?
Well, unfortunately, he couldn't make it last night. So, yeah, a bit last minute last night, I was sort of left on my own. And, I mean, that alone was an experience, Hugh. We need to talk about that in a bit.
Okay. I want to hear about
it. Blimey, that was a big one.
I want to hear about the Phil and Alice show. Anthony and the boys in the garage says, dude, this is for you, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. You don't need anybody. I'll hold your hand for the next bit.
BBC.
Radio. BBC.
Radio.
One.
I'm reminiscing a little bit about school, end of term and all that. My school bell was pretty nondescript. It was something like this.
Oh, no. You see, mine was exactly the same.
Your standard Welsh bell for me and your standard English bell for Chris.
Yes. Do you know what? Not too long ago, I went back to my school and I was hoping it would have all changed, but they've still got that same... And it strikes fear into me.
Does it?
And it sort of, yeah, and it makes you shake a little bit because it was always like changing of lessons and assembly and stuff like...
Gather all your stuff, pack your pencil case, get your bag on your shoulder.
I get that it's really good at the end of the day. It's like the only time that noise is positive, but generally that noise... Generally wasn't. It was like changing. It was on loads throughout the day.
My biggest stress was, what's next? What subject's next?
Yeah.
And where is it? Which bit of the school's it in? Which corridor?
What always got me was teachers who would, like, if the bell went, they would then get really angry if everyone started packing up their bags because they'd be like, the bell is for me, not for you.
Ah, horrible. So what some schools are doing now, they are changing it up. They're switching it up. And they're getting swanky new bell sounds in. So, you know, like jingles on the radio, like, Scott Mills, that kind of thing. Like this one.
Hugh Stevens on BBC Radio 1.
They get the people who make those, because that's a job. Somebody's job is to make those for radio stations around the world. It's a pretty cool job. And they're getting people who make those jingles, and like the newsbeat music and 10-minute takeover, all of that. And they're getting them to make special... bell sound effect for the school.
I heard about this, but I can't believe this is true. So it's the same people, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the same people that make radio jingles.
Yeah, doing a bit of work on the side.
Is the idea then to make that, like, because that noise is just awful, isn't it?
Yeah, so you could switch it up, try and make it a little bit more relaxing, a little bit more interesting, a bit more modern maybe.
Okay, so to change the mood.
Yeah, so say you sat there, and the lesson's coming to an end. You're on a really hard question. And then suddenly...
I like this.
That bell is for me, not for you.
I think that bell is for detention.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Bad, yeah.
It's like just when detention's about to start.
Stark, see me in my office. That kind of thing.
I like that.
And you're running down a corridor.
You got any more?
I've got some more as well. So you sat there, sweating, over a Bunsen burner. Oh, that's quite a comedic one, isn't it?
I'm thinking break time.
Yes.
It's not quite full enough to be like, it's like a little bit, oh, break.
Okay, you be the voice and I'll be the bell master.
Okay. Break time.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I'd love to hear that in my school.
I like that one. I've got another one here. I know what that's for. That's for when you're just between lessons. That's like the next lesson's about to start and you have literally got to get your bag out, get your seat on, sit down, get ready, because the teacher's on now! Oh, phew.
And next lesson.
Yeah, next lesson. Exactly. I'll do it again.
Go on then. Next lesson.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
So, this is fun.
You could have anything. You could have theme tunes. Maybe you could have like your favourite TV show as a theme tune. Maybe say everyone in the school has a vote.
Yeah.
And say like 80% love Hollyoaks. You could have the Hollyoaks theme tune or something.
That'd be cool.
Or Going for Gold.
This has got to be end of day.
Your work here is done.
End of day.
Dramatic pause. That's good. I love it. Is this one?
Yeah.
begins.
Is that start of the day, is it?
Yeah.
And there's some really chilled ones as well, because being at school can be stressful, of course. So maybe where would this one fit, Chris?
Mid-afternoon nap.
It's not really a lesson, though, is it? It's just what I did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you for all your brilliant suggestions. So it's kind of end of school time. So we're talking about bells. Not boring ones, but like fun ones and different ones. That'd be good in school. Kane says you could have Bugs Bunny. That's all, folks, for the end of the day. Yeah. I love that idea.
That's nice.
It's all, folks.
There's some great end-of-day suggestions. I think what we need to try find is the one that could be used for breaking up for the summer holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's like the nearest situation at the moment.
Yeah.
So any suggestions for that? Songs, jingles, anything that could be used for that sort of final bell?
The last bell ever that you'll have to hear.
Yeah.
Maybe. Trudy in Swansea says, am I your oldest listener? I was a bell monitor and used to run around the school shaking an actual bell. Dang, dang, amazing. What would this one be used as, Chris? So you sat there in school and this comes on.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Assembly.
Straight in. Somebody suggests this. So this just comes over the school PA just before, like, 30 seconds before your class finishes. Scrambling. That'd be good in an exam, this, wouldn't it? Is there 30 seconds?
So many people suggesting this.
Ready?
End of day.
Oh, hang on, do it again.
End of day.
Yeah, very good.
Maybe that's good for breaking up for the summer as well. If anyone can think of anything better.
And this is how you end a lesson.
Devo.
Thank you for your brilliant bell suggestions. The ultimate school bell. Maybe the final bell for summer as well. A lot of suggestions for this. So your term's done. You're ready for a summer break. All the teachers are knackered. You're knackered. And this comes on as the last ever bell.
Okay, yeah, good.
Bit of Baywatch.
It's not a bad shout.
It's not a bad shout, is it? I quite like that one. Somebody suggests just this.
Hallelujah.
Classic.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
What would be accompanying this over the tannoy, Chris?
Summer.
I love it. And this is a good one as well.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
It sort of robs my moment there, though, doesn't it?
And so many suggestions for this, for the last school bell ever. But a High School Musical. Obviously. As you jive out the door.
Yes to summer.
BBC Radio 1.
Over before we begin, here we go with Real or No Real. And who's joining us today, Chris Stark?
It's Mr. Danny Howard, the Lord of the Dance himself.
Yay! Oh, hello! Hi! I'm stood on a box. I was actually a fact in Real or No Real not so long ago. Because I had to stand on a box, an upturned crate it was, whilst I was DJing, because I was so short, couldn't reach the decks.
And was that real or no real?
It's real.
It was real, which is why you're on a chair
so
today.
So now, when I do real or no real, I have to stand on a box, but it's quite a spongy one. I'm like sort of trying to balance myself. I'm going to have quadriceps like bricks after this, honestly.
It's really unstable. Probably shouldn't be saying that for my health and safety sort of point of view.
Well, it's always nice to see Danny Howard on a box or not. Dance Anthem's big tomorrow.
Always big. We've got two world exclusives from two pretty big DJs, Tiesto and Armin van Buuren.
Whoa.
You know, Armin van Buuren had that track, This Is What It Feels Like. We've played it a lot on Radio 1.
Yeah.
We've got his new one, first play, on the show tomorrow from 4 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
You know where we need to put Danny? We need to get him on the fourth plinth.
Oh, yeah, in London, in the big square. Yes, instead of the blue cock that's up there at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up there.
You're next,
isn't it?
Okay, cool. Well, let's do this. Chris, is Danny good at Real or No Real?
He's very good, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we've got some facts. He could play along at home. Have you got Scott Mills points to play around with?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Here we go. 10 for each one. Yeah.
10 for each one, everybody. And here's the first one.
Before the term disc jockey was coined, DJ used to stand for Derek Jimmo, the world's first professional DJ, who was from Canada.
Well, that'd be nice. Like, have, you know, the profession as a DJ named after you, but I don't think it's true.
Derek Jimmo instead of disc jockey.
Derek Jimmo.
But the first DJ must have just been someone who pressed play.
On a disc.
On a disc, right?
But why a jockey?
It's quite old school, isn't it? A disc jockey, because it's not discs anymore. It's MP3s, mostly, isn't it?
SD card.
And you're not jockeying them anymore.
SDJ.
You're mixing them. So maybe it's SDJMS. What?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, instead of DJ. Maybe you could be the first one. Don't call yourself DJ Danny Howard.
SDJMS.
Well, if you're not using discs...
Howard.
No, but if you're not using discs, just call yourself a jockey. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'm the jockey for tonight. Yeah. Where's the DJ?
Hello,
booth? Where's the booth?
I'm the jockey.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah, you have one of those things to beat, you know, like a little stick as well to DJ with. So what do we think, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say, if it's called Derek, was it?
Yeah.
It'd probably be called DJ Dez. So on that assumption, I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Ooh, no real. Okay, well done if you got that right at home. 10 Scott Mills points, even though Scott is ill and off today. Here's the next one.
DJ Tiesto has broken the world record for drinking the most amount of energy drinks in 24 hours.
Believable. That guy's a machine.
Is he, DJ Tiesto?
1 minute he's in India, next minute he's in America, then he's in Europe, he's everywhere. Obviously, I think he's got a private jet.
He's busier than you, Danny Howard.
Yeah, exactly. So he needs a lot of energy drinks.
What kind do you think? Do you think like really sugary ones?
Extra sugary ones, yeah. He'd need them because he's got a relentless touring schedule.
Danny, you do a lot of travelling at the moment, don't you?
Yeah.
You're like back and forth from Ibiza.
Half asleep, actually.
That's
But yeah, I drink a lot of energy drinks.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm forever at the toilet and I can't imagine it's good for my insides, but it's what keeps me going.
Do you not drink energy drinks when you DJ, Chris?
Quite like to have a beer,
fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
But no, if you drink that much energy drinks, it can't be good for you, can it? So if he's got the world record, he's probably his insides are probably. It's shocking on the inside for Tiesto, isn't it?
So I'm just imagining Chris if he was like ever to become like Tiesto instead of energy drinks, having beer. So, where's Chris? Oh, he's asleep again.
Yeah. He's having a little power nap. It's all good. He'll be up in a minute. So what do we think? Tiesto, a world record beater for energy drinks? Danny?
What are you saying?
I'd say real on the basis that I know how much he plays around the world.
Okay. I'm going to say no real.
You think it's just down to drive and self-determination? Let's find out.
That one is real.
Ooh! Apparently it's real. Congratulations, Tiesto.
Sorry. Keep falling off this box.
Yeah, careful now on the box. Health and safety.
Box,
health and safety. You got dance anthems tomorrow. Here's the next one for real or no real. Now, this is an Ibiza special section of Real or No Real now. Radio 1's in Ibiza next weekend.
It's
going to be massive.
I'm so excited.
Breakfast show there on Friday. And all the shows on Friday night. Dance anthems on Saturday.
Dance anthems Saturday, live from Cafe Mambo. It's going to be good.
Oh, nice. Okay, here we go then with the next one.
In 2007, the island's government ruled that all new hotels in Ibiza must be 5-star.
That's a bit extreme, isn't it?
No.
There's not.
It's like, you know, when you go to Greece or Turkey.
Yeah.
And they say 5-star. You're like, oh, we're staying in a 5-star hotel. We're really posh, aren't we?
No,
and then you get there.
5 Greek stars, isn't it?
Yeah, 5 Greek stars. That's what it is.
There's a difference.
You know how it works.
Exactly. I don't know who adjudicates this, but.
Do you know what? I've never been to Ibiza. I've always wanted to go. Always wanted to go. Never been.
Well, when you do go, it's going to blow your mind, isn't it?
So we're saying everything's 5 stars.
I've not seen one yet.
Well, really, there must be some, but they can't...
I'm sure there is, but I've just not seen one myself.
They can't all be. I stayed in an hotel in Ibiza once, definitely wasn't 5-star. There was an ABBA tribute band singing every night. Maybe it was a 5-star hotel.
No real.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Ridiculous, you. No real for me.
Well, I can't argue with that. No real.
That one is real.
What?
Apparently so.
2007?
Yeah, anyone who stayed in a grotty hotel in Ibiza.
Another word.
All 5-star hotels.
5 Ibizan stars.
What are you moaning about?
They have their own system over there.
Well done if you're getting these right. 10 points if you said that was real. 10 Scott Mills points. the last real or no real. Another Ibiza-themed one today, because Danny's on.
Oh, yeah?
It's this one.
David Guetta used to be a swimwear model for a French catalogue before becoming an international DJ.
This has got to be real. He looks it, doesn't he? He looks exactly like... You know, what's that film? Along Came Polly. I saw it not too long.
Ruben!
And yes, the guy who's there, Scuba.
Yes.
Yeah, that...
What? Basically, hang on, is David Guetta in the film?
No, but David Guetta's slightly like what I'd imagine that character to be like on the beach, hey, Scuba.
Okay, yeah, I need to see
you know
that.
What I mean?
He nicks the guy's girlfriend as well. I don't know if David did that.
I can see you see it all fits.
Yeah.
Every David Guetta video is him bouncing up and down on a beach behind the decks, isn't it? Hands in the air. And he looks like he's had a lot of jobs before he became a world-renowned DJ. So swimwear model, personally, I think, not too far off.
Well, I know he was a club promoter before he actually started DJing, so... And maybe he did it when he was at college or something, swimwear model. Because I want it to be true, I'm going to say real.
It's got to be real. I'm saying real.
Let's find out, was Guetta a swimwear model? Did he have what it takes to put on the trunks?
That one is no real.
Oh.
Who's won, Chris?
You know who's won, Danny. You scored 20, I scored 10.
Yay.
You win.
Danny Howard wins.
Thank you.
Well done, and we'll see you on Dance Anthems tomorrow.
From 4 o'clock.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.